NRD monitoring.
VWO, listening.
This is KO4 VWO, this is AA1RD.
Sir, it is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor with the Oscar, you did get that right.
Bob here in Piedmont. I didn't catch your name the other day when I spoke with you very briefly the other day and was having a hard time hearing you through the repeater. You sound clearer today, but I didn't get your name.
Hunter.
Hunter, pleasure to speak with you again. How did you and your family fare in the storm yesterday?
Bad happened to us, just a bunch of snow and it was super windy.
Here up in Piedmont, my wife and I went out and shoveled the driveway this morning and it's melting away fast, so that's good. But I'm glad that I'm glad you didn't lose any power and that everyone's safe at your house.
This house is built very well. My grandfather built it. And along with my dad and my aunt, they also built it. So should be pretty structurally good.
Well, I hope you have a good afternoon today and that you get out and enjoy some of this fine weather now today. And it's a pleasure talking with you. And I'll say 73 for now. Just wanted to say hello and get your name. This is AA1RD, Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be clear with KO4 VWO on your final, sir.
Hey, will you stay safe and have a good day, KO4 VWO.
Before UL be my drink.
4 VWO, listening.
4 ULB, how are you today?
Good. How about you?
Doing perfectly fine. And what would be your name again?
And I'm pretty sure I already know who you are. I've heard you before. I think your name is Alexander.
So I don't believe I had you in my logbook, and if I understood correctly, you are Hunter.
Heard you from. I've listened to you on the radio before, and I think one of your friends told me about you. I am also 13, so.
I'll get you into my logbook as soon as I can find my pencil here in the shack.
As soon as you need that, call sign, I will happily say it again.
How long have you had your call sign?
Got it last Saturday.
So, you haven't been in the hobby very long. Well, who got you interested?
My dad told me about it. He said that I should start studying for it so that I could pass. And he thought that I would like it. And ever since I passed, I've been talking on the radio.
So who would, is your dad a ham operator then? And, do you have any brothers by chance?
I'm the only child.
So, I'm 13, so how about your, how old are you? Just a second, how old are you?
13 as well.
Well, somebody my age on the air now, so, we're the youngest people right now that I've heard, so, it's nice to, you know, have somebody my age.
Trying to meet up with you ever since that guy told me about you, so finally glad that I was able to find you.
But normally I'd come on the air during school around, or after school around in the evening, around 5-6 o'clock I'm normally on the air.
So trying to get on to this repeater around that same time. Where do you live at?
Traveler's Rest, South Carolina.
That is cool. I am in Simpsonville right now, but I live in Clemson.
So what kind of radio are you working off right now?
On a Yaesu FT70D.
Handheld or a mobile radio or what?
No.
Are Peter from Hendersonville?
It was Simpsonville.
Oh, see, is that you know, I've played around with my handhelds in Hendersonville, North Carolina, and I haven't been able to hit the repeater. So, you know, I was wondering what if you were in North Carolina, what was your trick? But, yeah, I think I can hit a repeater from my house in Simpsonville, I'm pretty sure.
Must have a pretty good radio. How much snow have you had today?
A radio is, right now I'm working off a base station that is 25 watts and an antenna that is 6 feet tall, and then I have two handhelds, one's a 10 watt and one's a 5 watt. So I didn't quite catch that last question there, though.
I asked, how much snow do you have over there?
Not sure now, please. It's starting to melt, but we had around 8 inches.
That is a lot more than I had. I had about 5.5 inches over here. Did you go sledding or no angels or anything?
We went sledding. We just came back from sledding, actually, and then we went sledding yesterday also.
Very cool. What radio are you using?
It's Anytone, and it is 25 watts, and then I have a 6-foot J-pole antenna on the roof, and then I have two handhelds, one's a 10 watt, and then one's a 5 watt, and then I have a 100 watt classic Tentec HF radio.
You do have your stuff, little collection over there. I just have the Mayo thing. UB5R is what it is, the
CA2
that I'm using right now.
UB5R, I have the same radio here in my shack. You know, it seems to do fairly well, and then I normally use my other handheld because it has more power.
CA2 is a lot better than the Beothang. It reaches a lot farther, and the Beothang takes forever to program something, and I can't figure out how to do it, so I'm just using the CA2 right now.
Well, is the Beothang that you have, do you know if it's able to be programmed by a computer?
I don't know. I've only, I say me, but not me. My dad programmed it, but he didn't program it on a computer, but I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
Beothang I have, I think my friend K2RCL, he programmed it, that was back in January, or last January, and, you know, of course, I didn't have my license then. In fact, I was up in Canada when that happened, so, you know, I didn't know if he programmed it by the face or with the computer, but my other radio that I got for Christmas handheld, we programmed that by the computer.
It's super easy to program it on the computer. It takes like 10 minutes and we put in like 10 or 11 repeaters.
So I'm ready to copy your call sign. Can you give it to me one more time?
And it is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey Oscar.
A-O-4-Z-W-O, is that correct? Well, it's nice talking to someone my age, and hopefully there'll be some more youth that'll get on the air. I know there's one 14-year-old that is, his dad's also a ham radio operator, and he's interested in getting his license, and then there's a 15-year-old that's about ready to take his exam.
Hopefully we can get more people into this hobby, well, young people.
Now I have a plan that I'd like to share with you. I once watched this video in the UK, and it was filmed in UK, and they had these whole clubs of amateur radio operators, and they're all youth, and just about 13, 11, 12, 10-year-old boys and girls, you know, just congregating together, working HF together and building radio together, and if we get enough youth into the hobby, I'd like to start that around here.
Okay, cool. I tried to talk one of my friends in at school to do it, but he was so confused when I said ham radio. He had no clue what I was even talking about.
I have a friend, she's 11 years old, and she started studying for a test. She's in Hendersonville, North Carolina. I'm not sure if she'll follow through and get her license, but hopefully she does, and then hopefully I can convince my brother, who is 11, to get his license.
That would be cool as far as that. Do you have any other friends that are trying to get it?
Well, not at the moment, but my other friend who is 11 and she's starting for a license, I'm trying to convince her sister to get her license. She is very, she would do really well in this hobby, but I guess, you know, it's just convincing her is the problem.
Part for the thing was for me was just studying over and over and over. I had this app on my phone, and my mom could see how much time I spent on it. And I spent like almost 10 hours studying.
You to how many days, months, or how to get your license?
Well, my dad wanted me and my mom to start studying for it in November. But then we started studying in December, and then I had so much stuff going on with school that I didn't have enough time. So it was around January that I just really started cracking down and studying all those lessons.
Well, quicker than I did it. I started off and on since July and got it in November, but, you know, I didn't study consistently. I was just, you know, here, I'd study here and there, and I didn't study that much. So, that I eventually got my license, and I plan to go for my general. How about you?
Studying for my general right now, but my dad is actually trying to get his amateur extra right now. But my mom got her technician with me. I don't know if she's going to try and get her general, because I want to talk on the HF band, because my dad has a bigger radio. Trying to get an antenna, so I am trying to get that so I can talk on it.
As a technician, we have privileges on 10 meters, and I have an HF rig, and it can do multiple bands, so when I get my general, I'll just have to throw up another antenna or add some wires to my HF antenna that I have now.
Cool, but I'm just trying to get the motivation actually to start getting depth of study for the general.
Yeah, buckle down and get my journal as soon as I can get the book to start studying for it.
Just trying to get me and my mom's book, but since he's there, but my dad is trying to get the book for me and my mom so we can start studying the book.
So did you study for your technician with, like, a computer, phone, or with a book?
A phone, and then my dad got the book for us, like, towards the end of studying. But I didn't feel the need to use the book, because I was already getting A's on the big three tests.
I prefer to, you know, study with the book, so I pretty much only use the computer for practice tests, and then sometimes I listen to this guy on YouTube that would just read the questions and the answers for the ham radio.
It's a good idea just doing that, listening to that video over and over. I might try that.
For the general and extra, and that's how my uncle got his license. So he was a nurse. He is a nurse, and he went, you know, from house to house, you know, treating people, and in his trips between, you know, house to house, he would listen to the ham radio questions and answers, and he's up in Tennessee, and I don't know how much he's actually taken off into the hobby. He only has a handheld right now.
Planning to get a better antenna for this Yaesu so I can talk farther. I'm trying to see how far I can actually talk with the handheld.
I normally take my handhelds everywhere that I'll be in range of a repeater. So, yeah, I you know, taking it on walks around our neighborhood, on hikes, and, you know, just everywhere where I can get reception.
I've been taking it in the car and listening for people, but sometimes I can't hit the repeater, but I can listen to the repeater, so that's pretty cool. But do you play any sports?
For ULP, for Station 90. Yeah, I play some sports, or kind of. We signed up to go with, or to be a part of, since we're homeschool, we signed up to be a part of this school that cycles through, like, all the different sports, and we'll, like, play sports with their after-school sports, like, I think it's, like, once a week or something.
For VWF. Yeah, I'm not homeschooled, but I go to middle school, but I'm on the JV track team, so.
Well, do you have, other than, do you have anybody else that you would like to convince to get into the hobby of ham radio?
I don't really have any friends that we want to, because the friend I'm wanting to convince, he manages to play video games. Isn't karate, so he really doesn't have that much time. He is also on the track team, so I don't think he really has enough time to study in the test and actually have time to talk on the radio.
You know, I could see how, you know, that would be a problem, but unless if, well, he didn't, you know, play so much of the video games, he kind of replaced the ham radio with those.
Ever since I got on the track team and then got my license, I haven't played video games. So, since it's the weekend, today was the first day in 2 or 3 weeks that I've played video games.
Yeah, I play video games at all. I have an iPad that I just pretty much use for a ham radio. It just pretty much sits up here in the shack all day, and you know, I don't have any, like, video game stuff or anything, so I pretty much just play with my brother and talk on the radio.
I don't really have a brother to play with, and so I live on, like, kind of off a little highway area, so most of my friends don't really live super close to me, so I prefer not to walk super far just to go hang out with one of my friends.
I have to sign off here, so it was really nice talking with you, Hunter, and I hope to, you know, talk to you again some time later on. So this is KO4ULP, and 7-3s, and I'll be clear after your final.
Hope to talk to you later down the line, and this is KO4VWO.